actual reading from the Bible now, and it's going to come up on the screen. So this is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 to 8. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Just a short prayer. Lord God, I just pray that I might speak with the words that you want me to say. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to grab the clicker. So John and I, my husband John, for those who don't know, we sometimes play a bit of a silly game if we're talking to one another or to the children. And I don't know if you've ever done this, but we just have conversations where we ask one another silly questions, a bit like it's John's going to be like, oh, no.
What does she want, John?
So we ask one another silly questions, a bit like this. If you were an animal, what animal would you be? John, what animal would you be?
Chameleon.
That kind of thing, yeah. If you were a bird, what kind of bird would you be? If you were a beetle, which beetle would you be, George? If you were a colour, what colour would you be? That kind of thing, yeah. I don't know, it can get quite silly. It's a fun game to play with the children. I don't know if any of you ever have quite conversations like that. Everyone's like, slightly embarrassing, but there we are. Anyway, today, I'm going to ask us all a really weird, odd question. And the question is, it's one that you probably didn't expect to be asked this morning when you got up and were having your breakfast coffee. And it's a question that comes straight out of that passage from the Bible that we just read. And the question is, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? And the prophet Jeremiah, in the passage we just read, only gives us two choices, really. Would you be a shrub in the desert or a tree planted by the water? A shrub in the desert or a tree planted by the water?
A tree planted by the water.
Hans answered the question, thanks for that. Now, it's not a silly question, this. It's not a silly question. In fact, it's perhaps one of the most important questions that you will have to answer in your whole life. It's a choice between the shallow world of the self on one hand and the deep life-giving power of God on the other. It's a choice between meaninglessness on one hand and meaning and purpose for your life on the other. It's a choice between despair and hope. It's a choice between blessing and curse. And it's a choice ultimately between life and death. And this question is just as relevant today as it was when it was written down about 2,500 years ago. Because this question is actually all about trust. Who or what are we trusting in? Who or what are we trusting in? And a lot of people just never even take the time to think about this. Lots of us just kind of muddle through life from one day to the next. And we don't ever take the time to stand back and ask these big questions. What is my life actually based on? What's the point of everything? Is there a God, or are we all alone in the universe? What will happen when I die? Am I a life filled with meaning and purpose, or am I just wasting it? Does anything I do even matter? Well, the Bible presents us with the reality that there is a God, and not just any God, not just some kind of cosmic force floating around in the universe, but an amazing, infinitely creative, infinitely loving, infinitely intelligent mind who's constantly creating and sustaining and holding the cosmos together. And the Bible affirms this scandalous truth that this God actually knows your name and my name. He cares about us. He knows baby Theo's name. He knows how many hairs there are on our heads, some more than others. And it says that he knit us together in our mother's womb. When baby Theo was growing inside Becky's womb, it was God who was drawing those atoms and molecules together. God who was forming his bones and sinews and his organs. God who was causing his little heart to beat. This God is not some distant, vague, floaty spirit or faraway being who doesn't care about you. This God's got skin in the game. He knows and loves every single human being with a passion, and he longs for us to know him and to love him, and ultimately for us to trust him. People might think the Bible's just an old book with nothing to teach us nowadays, but what if what it says is true? What if it's actually true? What if this God is real and right there with us and reaching out to us right now? And what if we're just too blind or too shallow or too busy or too distracted or too self-obsessed to even notice? I think our culture today has become really shallow and all about appearances and all about the self. Our God is the self. I don't know if you've ever heard this phrase. Have you heard this phrase? You do you. Anyone heard that before? You do you. It's basically saying, well, it doesn't really matter what you do, as long as you're being true to your authentic self and who you really are, true to your inner desires. Sounds nice when you first hear it. Sounds harmless enough. Sounds a bit like a Disney film, really. Until you start applying it to real life. Oh, don't worry, Vladimir Putin. It doesn't really matter if you invade someone else's country to expand your empire and give yourself more power. Be true to yourself. Just follow your heart. You do you. But if we're really honest about it, it's not just someone like Vladimir Putin. It's us too. If I just follow my own desires, if I'm just true to myself, I'm going to land up in trouble. Because if we're really honest about it, our authentic selves deceive us. Our authentic selves are a mess of desires that are all over the place, pulling us in all kinds of different directions. We're a mixture, on the one hand, of something amazingly beautiful, created in the image of God, with an immense capacity for wonder and compassion and greatness. And on the other hand, we can be so screwed up. We can be so self-obsessed. We can be so stupid. What does God say through the prophet Jeremiah? Just listen to these words again. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. We live in a you-do-you culture, where we worship me, the self, as a god. Where people are encouraged to find their identity in all kinds of things like their status, like their online presence, like how many likes or followers or subscribers they have, how economically successful they are, their career, their appearance, their sexuality, their education, their skills, their abilities, their hobbies. But ultimately, all of those things will fade away the roots don't go down deep enough. And we end up like a bush in a wasteland, trying to draw water from soil that is parched and dry. If we only try and look inside ourselves for guidance, if we only look inside ourselves for life and hope, then we end up shriveled up and dead. We're cut off from the true source of life. We need somewhere better to put our trust, or should I say, we need someone better to put our trust in. We need to look outside ourselves, beyond ourselves, to someone who is infinitely greater than us, infinitely wiser than us, infinitely better than us, more loving than us. So what happens when we do that? What happens when we realise actually we're not capable of doing life just by ourselves, and we actually do put our trust in God? That's what we find in the second half of our reading from Jeremiah, and it's a really beautiful picture. I just love this. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. I just love that description. Makes me want to be like that. It makes me want to be like that tree. I want my roots to go deep, deep down into God. I want my life to have meaning and purpose. I want to bear fruit. It's about trust and confidence. Who is the source of our life? Who is the source of our strength? The source of our meaning? The source of our hope? It should be God, and only God. But notice it's not saying life's going to be easy. It still mentions drought. There's still going to be drought for this tree. Things are still going to be difficult. There's going to be difficult circumstances and challenges. Things are still going to go wrong. In fact, actually, the path that we're asked to take when we put our trust in God might be harder, might be more uncomfortable than the way that we would go if we just did what the culture tells us to and followed our hearts. It might mean uncertainty and sacrifice. But if our trust and confidence is in God, then it says we don't need to fear. We don't need to fear when the heat comes. We don't need to worry in times of drought. We can trust God. He's totally trustworthy. You might say, well, how do I know? How do I know I can trust him? What's he ever done for me? Well, that's where Jesus comes in. Jesus is God demonstrating to us in the most powerful way that he does have skin in the game. Jesus is God come down to live amongst us, to share our humanity, and ultimately to suffer and die for us on the cross. On the cross, he took upon himself everything that happens when we follow our messed up hearts. All the screwed upness and evil and violence and destruction that happens when human beings just worship themselves, when I do me and you do you. And we can trust Jesus ultimately, because on that cursed tree, which has become for us a tree of life, Jesus demonstrated the depth of his life-giving love for humanity. One day when Jesus was teaching in Jerusalem, he stood up and he announced to the crowds, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, whoever trusts in me, the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within." Jesus is saying, "I'm that river. I'm that life source. I'm that living water that flows up through your roots and into your leaves and helps your life to bear fruit and flourish and thrive, even in the midst of struggles and pain. Nothing else can satisfy. No one else can lead you safely through death into eternity, because Jesus has gone there before us. He conquered death. He opened the way to life forever with God." Jesus offers us a fruitful life now and a flourishing life for all eternity. So we come back to our question. What kind of tree do you want to be? A bush in a wasteland, or a tree planted by the waters? God wants us to trust him. He wants us to stop worshipping ourselves and going our own way. He wants us to put our roots down into him and say, okay, God, I trust you. I know that I can't do this by myself. I know that when I do me, things just go wrong and I end up screwing up. But you long for me to thrive and flourish, my life to be fruitful and beautiful, shining in your glorious light. I choose to trust in the Lord. Let's pray. You might want to make this prayer your own with me. Lord God, I'm sorry that I've been like that bush in the wasteland, trusting in me, following my own desires, and often they've led me completely in the wrong direction and I've messed up. I'm sorry that my heart has turned away from you. Lord, today I just want to trust in you. I want to be like a tree planted by a stream. I want to put my roots down firmly into you, drawing deeply from that river of living water, so full of life and love and hope. Please, would you change and transform me so that my life is fruitful and flourishing, even when the difficult times come. So Lord, we want to put our trust in you and only you. In Jesus' name, Amen.